Page 8. Exercise 6. Family Reunion. Part B. Listen again. In addition to Victor, who else was at the reunion? Select the people mentioned.
Hey, Victor. You're back in town. So, how did it go?
Oh, it was great. I wasn't sure I was going to enjoy it, but it turned out to be a lot of fun.
Was your grandmother surprised?
Completely. She knew we'd do something special for her 80th birthday, but she never expected that the whole family would turn up for a reunion.
How many people were there?
Lots. I'd say about 60 or so. Folks showed up from all over the place. We had people from Texas, Illinois, Florida, California, and even Mexico. I got to see people I hadn't seen for years, like Luann, my uncle's cousin. Actually, I don't think I've seen her since I was a little kid. Oh, and my brother Rudy was there with his wife and their new baby, Grandma's first great-granddaughter.
That sounds like fun. So, was there anyone there you didn't recognize?
Yeah, but that was okay because as soon as we got there, we each got a name tag showing how we were related to Grandma. Like mine said, Victor, Anita's grandson, Hector's son.
That's a cool idea. So you could immediately see how you were related to someone.
Yeah, most people have changed a lot over the years. Plus, my mother-in-law came along because she hadn't seen any of these people since our wedding. So the name tags worked out really well.
So were there other people at the reunion who weren't directly related to your grandmother?
Oh, sure. There were quite a few people who weren't directly related to her, like some in-laws, neighbors, friends of the family. But their name tags said who they were and what the connection was.
Sounds like it must have been a lot of fun. I bet your grandmother was happy.
Yeah, really happy.